Patient's name is Zane Garza. First name Z-A-N-E. Last name G-A-R-Z-A. Date of birth is 6-2-2020. Date of service is 3-19-2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This one-year-old male presents to the clinic accompanied by mom. Mom states he's been sneezing, having watery eyes, cough that started yesterday. She was just recently positive for flu A, and so she is requesting a flu test. Allergies, known and drug allergies, current med denies, medical history denies, surgical history denies, social history denies, exposure to secondhand smoke, ROSCHPI. Vital signs, respiratory rate 22, temp 102.8 in the ear, 0298, and he weighs 24 pounds. Physical exam, general, he is alert. He is fussy, however, easily consoled by mother, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T. His mucous membranes are moist, pupils pearl, no erythema to the posterior pharynx, bilateral tympanic membranes intact, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, tachycardia, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, and skin's warm, dry, hot and dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan number 1, flu A, number 2, viral syndrome, number 3, febrile illness, number 4, flu exposure. Patient was given 5 mils of Motrin in office due to his high fever today. I'm going to go ahead and write the mom for a prescription of Tamiflu, Motrin, and Tylenol so she can easily get it from the pharmacy. Mom understands to treat his fever at home with the Tylenol and Motrin every 3.5 hours alternating as long as he is having a high fever. If he has any worsening of symptoms, she will bring him back to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. The mom does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.